This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We give glory to Jesus. We exalt his name. We adore Jesus. We bless you, Ancient of Days. We thank you. Yes, you are the Son of God. And you yourself, our God is Father. And you, Jesus, we give glory to your name because you also became a father. You are also a father. And I thank you because you can make fathers. You are raising fathers. You will raise fathers. In our days, Jesus, you are bent on raising fathers. We give glory to your name. We adore you. We bless you. We thank you for your mercy, your kindness, your love over this generation, over this community. We exalt your name. We give glory to your name. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence, always in our midst. Thank you for this mighty presence that is here today to bless. You are here to bless. You are here to raise. You are here to impact. I ask for mercy, Lord, that you make my mouth that of a ready writer. Pour grace into my lips. Help me to bring forth blessings to your people in the name of Jesus. We exalt your name. We thank you. Praise the Lord. You know, we are in the season of the Father. The season of the Father is a season of inheritance. When they want to make men inherit, the Father has to come to play. He has to come to visibility. The activity of the Father has to be initiated when they want to adopt men. God's desire for us is to inherit everlasting life. All the gospel we have been preaching, from milk to Christ, is to end up in this season of inheritance. When I say season of inheritance, we have been preaching it, but God wants to make it a reality in our lives. We are in the season of reality. We are in the season of tangibility, where we are going to be able to hold life. And there's no way we can hold life without the Father, because he's the one that will come and make it real to us. Fathers are the owners of inheritance. You are not a father until you have inheritance. You have things, substances of a father. The father has his own things, substances. So because God has substances, he was able to put his things in our Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says the Father loved the Son, that he gave him all things. All things is for making. All things is for raising. So you are not a father until you have something to give. You are not just a father because you gave birth. God is able to make. Why is he able to make? He has his substances to make. He told Abraham, I will make you the father of all nations. Fathers have ability to make because they themselves have substances of making. You know, Jesus, he said all things the Father had. He didn't say all things God had. When it comes to making, you talk about fathers. All things the Father had are mine. That he said, the Father loveth the Son. He didn't say God loved the Son. He said, the Father loveth the Son that he gave him all things. When you talk of fatherhood, You talk of inheritance. You talk of giving things. May God make us fathers indeed. God wants to make us fathers indeed. The father you gave birth to a child does not necessarily mean you are a father. Can you father the child to come into things that God wants him to come into? Can you father a child to become a father like you? When you say become a father like you, you have to look at yourself and say, is this the kind of father I want my child to be? Can you confidently say, I want my child to be like me? I want to raise a child that will be like me. Then what are you made up of? You know, there's a deliberate move against fathers in the world. When the whites took slaves abroad, they wanted to ruin their generation, their offspring. They handled the fathers. They introduced drugs to the men. They rendered the men useless. It's a deliberate thing because they want to ruin their offspring. A lot of fathers were in prison. Of course, the children will follow suit. You see, you have more boys in prison than you have in the classroom. The statistics show that you have more boys in the prison than you have in the classroom. What led them to the prison? The fathers were not there to groom, to raise, to instruct, to correct, because that's the work of a father. A father might not necessarily talk when he's around, not by his talking. God puts a kind of glory on the father that his presence alone is enough to make everybody straighten out. But Satan, to get a generation, he went after the fathers. They deliberately refused to empower fathers. They empowered the men above the fathers. So the fathers don't have a say in the house. They are useless. They've been overtaken by drugs, by vices. They are weak. It's a deliberate calculation by Satan because he wants to get your offspring. He knows the role of a man. So they quieted the man in the home, refused to give them jobs, refused to empower them. Instead, they give them drugs. They made them junkies. That is Satan. The only thing that can correct that thing is the gospel. Because God has ability to make. God has ability to raise. Fathers in the natural, they have something they give. But if a father is weak, what can he give? If a father is empty, what can he give? That's why as men, as fathers in the church, those of us who have been born again, one thing we should give ourselves to is to allow God to make us. Allow God to raise us to be fathers indeed. Because God is not just looking at you, he's looking at your seed. Many generations of your seed. Like he said concerning Abraham, he said, I trust my servant Abraham that he will order his house to obey me. For I know him that he will command his children, not just his biological children, and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Are you seeing who a father is? Because we know that Abraham had just, are they up to 10? Sarah had one. Hagar had one. After Sarah died, Keturah came and had his own children. So all the children that Abraham had put together, they're now up to 20. But apart from his biological children, he also had his household. He had servants. He had maid servants. He had men. You know, when he was going to war with those kings, It was people of his household that he gave weapons to. And they fought and won strong kings. You know that they didn't win by strength of number. They won by the power of God. So all those men living in his house, Abraham must have commanded them to obey and keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. So God has spoken and promised Abraham that he will bless him and he will multiply him. He will make his name great. He will be the father of many nations. But there are things Abraham must do to come into these blessings, into these promises, into things that God had spoken concerning him. There are things God has spoken concerning us, concerning this our generation, but there is something that must be done. There must be somebody to command us to keep the way of the Lord. For us to keep the way of the Lord, they must show us the way of the Lord. That is the job of fathers. How was Abraham able to command his household to keep the way of the Lord? The Lord trained Abraham. He taught him. He led him in the way. Abraham walked in the way of the Lord. So he knew the way of the Lord, and then he can command his household after him. Responsibility of fathers is not just to bring bread and cornflakes and sugar and chocolate. It's good to give all those things, oh. It's good to give your children physical things, take care of their natural. But there is something beyond the natural that you as a father must provide. You see, children, they don't do what we say. They follow what we do. The Bible did not say, teach a child scriptures and he will not depart from it when he is old. Say, teach a child the way he should go. He will not depart from it when he is old. Did you see what God said? Abraham will command his children. Did he say he will command them to keep scriptures? He will command them to keep the way of the Lord. So, fathers are way men. Fathers are way men. It is actually way that makes a father. It is way that raises a father. A father is a custodian of ways that he himself will walk in. There are things you do that your children cannot but do otherwise. They will do what you do. Something just amazed me. I was talking with my daughter some days ago. So when I said, I hope there's provision for your tithe, said, that's the first thing. That one is the first thing to be deducted from my salary. Why will I not pay tithe? My tithe is the first one to be deducted. I just laughed. Because she grew up in a home where we don't joke with paying tithe. The father pays tithe. The mother pays tithe. It's a sacred ritual. At times, I'm responsible for paying family tithe. My husband say, have you paid the tithe of that money? Say, jog, be jade. We treat it as sacred, as something you don't keep. It's like keeping snake. That's the way we treat our tithe. I was now thinking of, how did she come to hold that thing sacred? Because from even as a student, from the allowance that we give her, she pays tithe. Because it's a practice, it's a ritual. Yeah, I wouldn't even say practice, it's a ritual. You know how you do ritual? Sacred. Fathers are custodian of ways. You will allow God to lead you. You will allow God to guide you. You will allow God to raise you by ways. That he will lead you. You will follow God as a father. so that you can be made a father indeed. When a father is not raised, what will he tell the child? When your child comes with serious questions, you will compromise scriptures as you have been compromising it in your life. You know, you explain scriptures away. Some fathers are cerebral people. They are cerebral. They cannot raise spiritual children. Their mind is sharper than their spirit. You will raise cerebral children. When the father sees and says, actually, we cannot be taking what pastor says literally, hook, line, and sinker. You have to apply wisdom. That wisdom is compromise. So it's lack of faith in the power of God and in the word of God. You want to compromise, and then you raise a child that will compromise. In your very before, you will see your child compromising God and the standards of God. God has to help us. We have to be strong. Fathers, we have to desire. Desire that God will raise you a man of the spirit, a man of ways. A man of the spirit is a man of ways. A man of the spirit is not a man that closes his eyes and speaks in tongues 100 hours in a day. If you have 100 hours in a day. A man of the spirit is not a spooky man. A man of the spirit is a man of ways. Because you are going to instruct your children and your household after you to obey and keep the ways of God. To keep justice and judgment. How will you command a house to keep judgment when you don't have judgment? Your children must see you keeping judgment. They must see you keeping justice. They must see you walking in the way. They must see you that this, our father, is a way-weaved man. Fathers are way-weaved men. They are spirit men. We want to raise a generation of spiritual children. Children that can beat the forces of Satan coming against them. What the children of our days, what they are facing is so much stronger than what we faced as children. I will say it. This generation is facing a stronger opposition than we did. It takes spirit men to raise children who will be spirit children, because his spirit is coming against them. They have to be spirit enough to be able to combat their generation. Our generation, what were we exposed to? Baba Sala, NTA, that starts by 4:30 and closes at 12. What were we watching? Village Headmaster. Very harmless things. At most, they will make you laugh. And do you know that those things, they don't have addictive substances inside them? They don't take your life over. Sesame Street, interesting, educative. This generation, number one, internet is endless. Online, 24/7. Those days, you have to go to school, come back from school, do your lesson, do your house chores before television will open, 4:30. And by 12 midnight, you see, end of story. They don't take over your life. When they bring drama, very harmless, which will make you laugh. Now, on internet, you have to censor everything your children watch these days because they are coded. Laced with gay rights, gay laws, gay practices. In a subtle way, they want to pander your children under your nose. Demons, spirits. In children's cartoon, there was one day I was watching cartoon. So the man said something about the father doing something. And the man said, when your dad is not like naughty father Abraham that wants to go and sacrifice Isaac. Very subtle. Naughty father Abraham that wants to sacrifice Isaac. What did they pass across to that child? Don't believe what the Bible is saying. Bible practices, Bible standards are not standards. And a child grows, and you tell him Bible, the Bible is archaic. The Bible is out of fashion. The Bible needs to be reviewed because it does not comply to modern day practices. So the child cannot believe the Bible. You know, Satan is also a father. Jesus called him the father of lies. Say, you are of your father. That is, you are the offspring. Somebody fathered you. And when he wants to father you, he fathers you with his things. He fathers you with lies. You are of your father, the devil. Which means the devil raised you. How does he raise? With his things. Bible says he's the father of lies. So he raised them with lies. And the purpose of raising by the devil is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But our Father in heaven wants us to be of him. He said, ye are of God, little children. Ye are what? Of. You are of your Father. That is, you came out of the loins of God. God produced you. God raised you. Offspring. God wants to make us his offspring. And how does he make it? He gives us his things. The essence of the fatherhood is to raise men who will inherit the substances of the Father. Now, the substances of the Father are substances of everlasting life. Because the Father is an everlasting being. And an eternal being. I said this is the season of the Father. Because this season is the season of inheritance. We have been hearing about everlasting life. We are now in the time of inheriting it. Of making it real in our lives. To make it real, the Father has to be involved. We have to partake of the ministry of the Father. Give me Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. He's telling us, let us be deliberate in this season. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. There is a race set before us. What is that race? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He sat down. So what was the joy before him? For him to be set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy that was before him was for him to be set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That was the joy that was set before him. Because of this joy, he despised the shame. He endured the cross. He despised the shame because there is a joy that was set before him. Do you know that the same joy he set before us? Do you know that the same joy he set before us? How do we know? Revelations. He that overcometh, will I grant to sit on my throne, even as I overcame. And I am what? Set on my Father's throne. Even as I did what? Now, the season that we are in now, we are in the season of overcoming. It is in everlasting life that you overcome. It is in everlasting life season that you overcome. Gaining, inheriting everlasting life is coming over. Overcoming spirits. So the same joy that was set before him, that same joy is set before you and I. So Jesus said he too, he had to overcome. Which means he did everlasting life. He overcame by everlasting life. Because you don't overcome without doing anything. He did the demands of everlasting life. He was telling his father. He said, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. What is that work that he finished? The work of being raised. Because it is everlasting life that raises the stature that eternal life can rest upon. It is an everlasting man that can call for eternal life. He said, I have finished the work that you gave me to do on earth. I have glorified you. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy oath, what? O Father. You know, they call our God the Father of glory. From him issues out glory. O Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. This is what true fathers should be chasing after. Because by chasing after this thing, you know, do you think Abraham said, come here, what's your name? Make sure you keep judgment. I command you, keep judgment. I command you, chase after the way of God. Walk in the way of God. How was he commanding them? He was commanding them by doing it himself. Let your life be that will command people after you. Fathers, let's maintain righteousness standards in our homes. You know one thing about that righteousness standard is a conversation of power. Is a conversation that is backed by the power of God. Is a conversation that attracts spirits into our homes. Your conversation will determine the kind of climate that is upon your home and the climate that will groom your children. You can invite demons into your home by the way you live. And you can keep the presence of God in your home by the way you live. You know, the Bible talks about women. It said because of angels, ought women to be subjected to their husbands. That is, your conversation can attract angels. And your conversation can drive angels away. And once angels are driven away, demons will take over. You have to be afraid of such things. When we know that our lives are not ordinary, what you do or don't do will attract forces to your homes. Because children are meant to be nurtured in the presence of God. And what brings that presence? It is the parents, the father, and the mother. The honor, the respect that the father gives to the things of God. Commands a spirit, an atmosphere in your home that will nurture. If you take the pain to be able to command your children, you have helped God and you have helped a generation. You will churn out children from your homes that will be a light to their generation. The world is waiting for us. The world is waiting. God is waiting for people who will join forces with him to bring salvation to the world. Our lives are not ordinary. Don't look at yourself as an ordinary father. There's a responsibility hanging over you as a father. Responsibility. Not just to teach your children scriptures. You learn scriptures for yourself. Learn doctrine. Obey doctrine. When you obey doctrine, be getting saved. Be overcoming. Be overcoming. You don't know what you are doing to yourself, how it will affect your children. Didn't the Bible record the tithe that Abraham paid to Melchizedek, he recorded it for Levi. Abraham paid tithe. And the Bible says, Levi paid tithe to Melchizedek while he was in the loins of Abraham. They are crediting Abraham's conversation for his seed. What are the seed in your loins doing through you? Disobedience. At times, God helps us to cleanse our loins before he starts bringing children. He wants you to generate enough righteousness that will be accounted for your children. Enough obedience. Levi paid tithe while he was in the loins of Abraham. What kind of a thing is that? What kind of a thing is that? What are we giving ourselves to as fathers? I said something. Fathers are heirs of substances. Substances raise fathers. Our Lord Jesus Christ was so particular about what the Father wants to give to him. He said, everything my Father had are mine. That's why he is also a father himself. He inherited all the things of the Father. What will he be? A father. He's a father. He's a father. So in the season of overcoming, in the season of overcoming, we need the Father's work, the Father's input to help us overcome. Because we need to overcome to be able to sit on the throne. He that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame, and am what? Set. They set him on the throne. So what was the joy that was before him? To sit on the throne. And for him to sit on the throne, Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. The cross was a very shameful thing. Shameful, dying as a criminal. One thing I don't like in my life is for you to see me as an evildoer. For you to spoil my name. I don't like it. It's now that God is still training me that when my name is being spoiled, I should not try to correct it. You know, he didn't try to correct them when they were spoiling his name. So when he was reviled, he reviled not. His faith, he committed himself to him that is able to deliver him from death. You know, we know how to deliver ourselves. In trying to correct, we become evildoers. So it was not after his name being correct. You know, he died as a criminal. He didn't correct it. The impression that people painted, they hired people to come and give witness against him. You know, hired witnesses, liars. They were paid to testify against him. And he died like that. People believing that he was a sinner. I bet you, if I was the one, when I rise up from the dead, the first house I will visit, I will go to Pilate. Emire Pilate. I will go to the house of the high priest, Modeo. Modeo. And when I'm going, I will make sure that my light is shining, that when they see me, their eyes will be blind. Just to make a statement. That though you can lie against me, God has vindicated me. Bodeo. Emireo. All the crowd, the Roman soldiers that flogged me, they will encounter me that day. But you see, I'm still talking as myself. That man that rose from the dead, he's not like that. He's not configured that way. The realm of resurrection is not the realm where man, you'll be vindicated and justified before man. He said, this is the mystery of godliness. God was what? Manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. How many of us are looking for justification in the spirit, not before man? Justified in the spirit. Sin of angels. Sin where it matters. If it is Pilate that is seeing you, before he died, he overcame all those shortcomings of man. That is what the realm of everlasting life does to you. Everlasting substances. We win you from the realm of man. Because everlasting things that are things of the Father, that makes a Father, everlasting things, they are not men's things. They are things of God. Properties of God. So he had a goal before him. This is how to command your children after you. What are you pursuing? They will end up pursuing double what you pursue. You don't know. You don't see generations multiplying our sins. They will end up multiplying you. What are you pursuing? What is the joy that is set before you? What are you giving your energy and your strength to? That is how you command your children after you. Live out the purpose of God before them. They will see a reason for living. And they will follow suit. Hebrews chapter 12. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You can be weary when you have contradictions of sinners. This is the time you face contradiction of sinners. And then your mind will be wearied. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. This must be going on in our lives. Striving against sin. When everlasting substances come, what they come for is our sins. To remove our sins, to cleanse us. You know, our cleansing is our raising. When your sins are going, you are being raised. The purpose of the high priest, who is a father, the purpose of the high priest, Hebrews chapter 12, tells us that every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God. Which means the high priest brings God's things to replace our sins, our things. Our things are sinful things. And you know what? Our things are not actually our things. When the Bible talks about the things of a man, the things of a man are the things of spirits, fallen spirits. When Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, that is, you came off, you are the offspring. The devil used his things to father you. You know, we say, everlasting father, father me, dada, everlasting father. What does he use to father us? His things. What did Satan use to father those people? His things. He said, you are your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do, because he's a father of lies. When he speaketh lies, he speaketh of his own. When he's speaking lies, he's speaking his substances. And so he uses substances to father you. So you will do exactly what he does. His things are in you, you will follow after him. His lust you will do. So, but there's another father, heavenly father, everlasting father, who wants to father us. With what? His things. He cannot father us without introducing things to us, because strange things fathered us before. So he brings things to us. The high priest, who is also the father in this situation, comes up with things, with his things. Where did he get his things from? He got it from the father.
all things that the Father had are mine. So the Father comes, he said, the Father loved the Son that he gave him all judgment. Yes. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shew unto you. He shall take of mine. When he say mine, my things, my substances, they are meant for you. They are meant for your raising. They are meant for your making. They will show it unto you, reveal unto you, guide you into them so that you can inherit them. But we don't inherit just like that. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against. This is the time to strive against sin. Fathers, we are meant to be overcomers. We overcome every obstacle. We overcome the law of sin and death. We overcome the law of hell and death. God is waiting for a generation that will break the law of hell and death. In the realm of Christ, you overcome the law of sin and death. Everlasting life, you are breaking hell and death. Our agreement with hell shall be broken, shall be disannulled. If we break it in our generation, it will be easy for our own children to break it. How many of us are passionate to break? How many of us is it burning in our heart? A burning desire in your heart to break the law of hell and death in yourself? What is our passion? What are we hungry for? What are we pursuing? What are we passionate about? Are we so passionate to see the laws of hell and death break in our souls? Or are we just interested in coming to church? God is waiting for a generation that will break this law. That is why he's feasting us. That is why the Father is rising. And you have forgotten the exaltation we speaketh unto you as unto children. Who is this person speaking to us as unto children? The Father, the High Priest. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord. That is how the Father raises so. He chastened. You know why they drove fathers out of the house? Nobody to chasten. When there is no father to chasten, the children will amount to nothing. Despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If thou endure the chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? For if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. This is a season of us being received as sons. And that receiving does not come without chastisement. Chastisement is not bringing cain to flog your back. He chastises us with his word, with his spirit. He corrects you. That is the job of a father. He will correct you because he himself is decked with judgment. He is raised with judgment. He knows what is right. He knows what will not make you to inherit. He knows it because he himself is a raising of judgment. The Father loved the Son that he committed all judgment into his hands. He said the Father judged no man, but has committed judgment to the Son. That judgment is not that the Father will say, you are wrong, you are going to hell. Judgment is bringing thoughts, divine ways, everlasting ways. He has committed it to the Son so that the Son can teach us, can commit to us. That's how they raised the Son. The Son was raised with substances. When God was going to make, he said, I will make you, Abraham, I will make you a father. That making, what they turned Abraham into, a man that will not perish. Your raising is being taken out of perishing. To raise a father, you are raising a man who is everlasting, who is not going to perish. When they led Abraham, the raising of Abraham, the prophet is not that he gave out to Isaac. To let him know that Isaac is not his reward. He said, go and sacrifice Isaac. He said, take your son, your only son, the one you love. Go and sacrifice him. He's not your God. I am your reward. I am. Fathers are owners of God.
City o parentisisi hopi nahandia. Aponi henduza hafi nuhanda. Simine hand amanduni handi hand. Emine hand, I am hand. I am hand. I am at the hand. I am is at the hand. I am is at the hand. I am is reward. I am is reward. Come to I am. Journey to I am. Those operations within, those workings within,
yes,
is to give you I am.
Yes.
Is to give you myself and nothing more. And nothing more. I am enough. I am more than enough. I am more than enough. I am much more than any thank you any man can give. I am much more. I am much more. I am is much more. I am standing at the end. I am calling. I am calling. I am walking. I am doing all to see that you come and you inherit. And you inherit that which is true, even that which is true. Beyond all else, beyond all else. So keep journeying. Keep your eyes, keep your gaze strong. Keep your gaze fixed to the end, to the end, to the end. For great is the reward. Great is the calling of I am, said the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. He told Abraham, when Abraham was asking him, what are you going to give me, seeing that I have no child? Many people had children in the time of Abraham. Were they called the father of many nations? So it's more than just having a child. It's about being raised to inherit God. God answered him, I'm your shield. And your what? Exceedingly great reward. That is the reward of fathers. Fathers are heirs of God. Fathers are meant to inherit God. Fathers are meant to inherit. Who they call fathers in the spirit, they are not people who had biological children. Fathers are those who followed God to inherit him. Those who follow God and beat death, overcome death, overcome sin, overcome Satan. Because Jesus said that he that overcometh, you can't overcome without what the Father is giving to you and the work that the Father is doing in you. That work is to make you overcome. When he corrects you, when he chastises you, he rebukes by his spirit, by his word, by his revelation. He said, don't be weary. Because a time comes where whenever you turn like this,
there's rebuke. When you turn like this, there's chastisement. When you turn like this, there's correction. Because they want you to inherit. And you can't inherit with those substances inside you that the devil has put there. We came forth by the devil. God wants us to come forth by him, by his things. Say, you are of your father, the devil. You are offspring. We sprang from the devil's substances. Now, God wants us to spring from his own things. So he will bring his things to us. So he said, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. You know, all those workings of the Spirit is to receive you, to make you vomit things that will stop you from inheriting. There are things that stop us from inheriting. Our passion self is a bad thing. Passion for the earth, passion for glories of men, lust of men, passion. And people tell us that you people, you are neglecting natural things. You will never have it. But God is proving people wrong. Are you not prospering in the natural by your power? By God. That is the order that God introduced on earth. That you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and other things shall be added. That is, if you are quickened from the dead, you are born again. That is your order. The earlier you align with that order, the better for you. That is how we are meant to make progress. People are abusing us, so don't be small. What is the accusation? That we encourage people to seek God more than seeking husband. Should that be a crime? If you seek God, is that not what Jesus said? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things shall be added. That's what they said. Other things include husband. Other things include children. Other things include what? Everything. Money. House. Clothes. We don't believe that word. We don't say, hey, if I don't put strength for this thing, you know, go come. Oh. When I had my daughter, I was home for like 3 years. So by the time I wanted to go out to start work, I said, hey, everybody has gone. I yet in law. You know that fear? Let me run and go and look for money. Where do I know to run to? Do I know where money is? I was desperate. Because those were days of very little beginning. Hey! But my mates have gone far in their practice, in their making money, and I was home. I just heard in my spirit, the Lord said to me, he said, seek me and money will come. Seek me. I wanted to start seeking money. He slowed me by his spirit. Seek me and money will come. I said, eh? Huh? How will money come now? How it will come, you don't know. So I said, okay, they say I should go and be seeking, not seeking money. Where is my Bible? Let me dust my Bible. I just relaxed. God helped me to relax. One day, a sister came to the house and said, she saw this, our sister, that she's now working in a particular
company now that she came across her. I said, ah, do you have her phone number? Can you give me? She gave me her phone. I called her. Ah, sister, so. How are you? Where do you work now? This one. She said, I work here. Oh, styling. Long time. What are you doing now? I said, where is your office? Can I come and pay you a visit? She said, yes, please come. I went there to pay her a visit. And she said, Helen, in this my office, oh, she said, we don't have too many briefs, but as briefs come, I will send them to you. The briefs that she said they don't have, the thing started coming. Every brief, apart from the one that takes me to court, she started pushing them to me. They can give me 4 or 5 briefs at once, and it was paying my bills. It was paying my bills. We don't talk what we've not practiced. All the briefs, the thing kept increasing. Regularly, I was being paid from that company. Regularly. Nobody was questioning it. Because she would tell them, look, this is the person I trust. She will do my job. She doesn't cut corners. She will do my job for me. God has got our back. Somebody that wants to give you himself. What is more costly? To give you money or to give you his things? Somebody that is interested in emptying all of himself into you. Is it what you will eat that will be his problem? Before I had my daughter, there's so many thoughts around her. In my heart, I was just saying, Olong ha. Olong jo. Jembimo ha. Jembimo ha. The way the Lord answered me, I pitied him. He said, hey, Iwo, you. He said, you. He was pained. He was pained. He said, you. You. He said, children, you will be begging me for to give you. To him, it was an insult. It was an insult for me to be begging him, Fumilomo Jo. Ha! That is always our position. Because we don't know who we have as father. You don't know the worth of what he wants to give to us. He said, Omo, do mama ma be me? Came for him. Is he a child you will not be begging me to give you? Abba. He has promised us himself. Abraham took time to understand what God was saying. That this God wants to take him from the realm of perishing to the realm of what? Incorruptibility. He didn't understand what he was leading him out of. No, he didn't have an idea where he was taking him to. The problem of Abraham, what is it that you give me? Seeing that you see me go childless, is it Eliezer of my household that will be my heir? He just looked at him. Hey, yeah, you don't even understand me. I want to give you myself. You are talking about seed. If I can give you myself, is it seed I cannot give you? So let us know what Abraham became and where he was coming from. God told his children, when they are coming to pay their tithe, tell them, he said, say, a miserable Assyrian. That was the state he was in when he was looking for a child. An Assyrian was my father. A miserable Assyrian ready to perish. Ready to perish. That was his state he wanted to take him from so that he would not perish. Ready to perish before God met him. When God met him, he wanted to take him away from the place of perishing to the place where he would live. At the end of the day, he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
God of Abraham. The thing did not stop with Abraham. It passed to Isaac. It passed to Jacob. That is the power of fatherhood. The God of Abraham, he didn't stop there. Abraham transferred the things to Isaac. Isaac transferred it to Jacob. They now asked, is God the God of the dead or the living? Which means those people, God took them from the place of death and caused them to live. The God of the living, from the miserable Abraham, ready to perish, he became the friend of God. A dead man cannot be a friend of God. A man that is ready to perish. When God encounters you, he wants to take you away from the place of perishing and take you to the place of living. That is a greater gift. That is more important. In the process of making you to live, he will give you other things, other things, other things. That is not the real thing he wants to give you is to make you to live. To become an everlasting man. To become an everlasting man. A man that will not perish.
Fatherhood. I am preaching to you my estate. I am preaching to you my estate. I am preaching to you even an invitation that you all may aspire, that all you may desire, even this great mighty estate, even in the spirit. It is an invitation for all. It is a proposition. It is a proposal that I want you to look into. I want you to take it up as your life's task. Take it up as your life's pursuit. Take it up as your life's desire. That in the days of my flesh, I want to be a father. I want to be incorruptible.
Yes.
I want to be undefiled. I want to fade not. I want to be made higher than the heavens. Oh, even like the one son. Even the one son whom I raised. Even the my beloved son. Even Jesus, your Lord, who even is your father, whom I raised with my things. I raised him. He looked unto me. He looked unto me and I made him after my own image and likeness. Oh, I want to bring many sons to glory, even by my son Jesus. Would you receive my invitation? Would you receive my proposal? The reason for church is to raise fathers.
Amen.
The reason for church is for to raise fathers. I want you to make it your life pursuit. Many come to church. Many do church, but they don't see the end. Even the end of the conversation is to raise men who are fathers. I want to raise you even as my own. Come into my own. Come into even your own. For your own is my own. My lot is for to raise fathers. Come into this glory estate. Come into this mighty exalted estate. Receive my proposition. Do not despise it. Do not despise it. Do not look down on it. You look down on it when you forsake even the instructions, even the commandments, even the obedience that you let go is an expression of your decision already. I want you to look again, look into this proposition. Read the terms and conditions. You will see that it is to your favor. You will see it brings you to me, make you full. True, complete, even as my son Jesus.
Amen. 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 The Lord will raise us. The Lord will raise us. Indeed. He will raise us incorruptible. Yes. He will raise us undefiled. Yes. He will make us not to fade away. Yes. That is who fathers are. You know, Abraham is not dead. Abraham is living. They made him to live in his soul. God made him to live in his soul. God wants to make you live. Hebrews chapter 12. Furthermore, we had had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us. And we gave them what? Reverence. You know, it's at home that we learn reverence. When a child does not know reverence at home, when he goes out, it's difficult to learn it. He will see reverence as when you are being demoted. Some people say, am I your slave? Why should I be bowing down to you? Am I your servant? He didn't learn reverence at home. They correct us and we give them reverence. The right attitude to correction is reverence. It's reverence. He said, no matter how you are corrected, you should not talk about how I was corrected. Think about what they are correcting me for and give reverence. They flogged you. The following day, you come back and dobale and say, Eshenwano, thank you for yesterday. For what? For flogging me. That is the order. Reverence for correction. Not squeezing of face. Not to talk of answering back. Reverence is an attitude of the spirit. Then your parents correct you and you get up and say, what about you? You too. Hey! Hey! Where did we learn that word from? Everybody has his own. Me too, I have my own. Please, don't be pointing out my own. That one is of the devil. Reverence! After you are corrected. But there's a place we are going to. We gave them reverence. Should we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits? How do we live? To be in subjection. Father of spirits. How am I in subjection? Follow his ways. That is correcting me over. Father brings correction. Father brings chastisement. For one reason, he wants you to live. The end of the journey, because the Father is a living being. The Father has life in himself. Did you hear Jesus talking that? As the Father had life, the sign of the Father is life. As the Father had life in himself, so had he given to the Son to have life. How did he give to the Son to have life? Did he say, my Son, sit down. I confer life on you today. No. That's not how. He corrected the Son. He chastised the Son. He gave substances to the Son. He ordered the Son. He led the Son. He commanded the Son. He gave judgments for the Son to follow. That is how they gave life to the Son. He didn't just say, oh, my son, because you're my son, today, have life. I confer life on you. I lay my hands on you. Have life. That's not the way to have life. Life has way. Life has path. Thou shalt teach me the path of life. For in your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In your presence is the fullness of joy. To come to the Father, he teaches us path. Because we don't know the way, we are liable to walk in wrong ways, ways of death. For there is a way that seemeth right to a man. The end of it is what? His destruction. Are you seeing why he said, Abraham will command his children and his household after me to keep the way of the Lord. Because the way of the Lord is the way of life. To keep way. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. Every man thinks the wrong way is the right way. He's persuaded about the wrong way. Persuaded. When you are correcting him, he's persuaded. That's the right way now. Ah, clearly, that's the right way. But a son that is wise, when the father is chastising him, is to put you back in the right way. Way, path. Fathers are the custodians of ways and paths. Because fathers are meant to live. They are life entities. God is the God of fathers. I am the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is where he wants to bring us to. Where God will be our God. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit. What is the profit? What is our profit? That we might be partakers of his holiness. Partakers of his holiness. We are to partake of his separations. So he corrects us. So what am I saying? Fathers are separated beings. Fathers are holy men. They call them holy men. You know, Jesus said, blessed are your eyes that they see these things. For what? Holy men and righteous men. They desire to see these things. Holy men. Holy men. Those men of old. Holy men. God separated them by work. God separated them by path. By leading them. Dealing with them. Teaching them. Correcting them. He made them holy. But there is the holiness of God. There is the separation of God. That he wants us to come into as fathers. That he will be our God. Who will be his people. What we are doing now. Our children should do better than us. Our children should not go less. Than our standard. With generations, standards are compromised. But God has things inside him. That he wants to give to us. That he wants us to successfully pass. To our generation. Fathers must produce. They must produce beings like them. A generation of lively men. A generation of incorruptible men. A generation of unfading men. God wants a generation. He doesn't want you to just give back to flesh. Feed them with milk, with barley and banana. Feed them with lactogen. We just saw a new eatery on the road there. And you know the pride of fathers is that you are able to take your children there to eat ice cream. Say, Junior, what do you want? Shawarma. After shawarma, uncle, ice cream, the suya, pizza. Junior, which flavor do you want? You know every father is struggling to be able to take their children to such place. It's a thing of pride for a father. When he's going, the mother is following, the children are behind. He's fulfilled. He's a man. It's fulfilled. And you know, we get to school the following morning. My dad took me there yesterday. And the other child will be feeling inferior. I say, Daddy, when are we going to go? Say, no, but Shola's father took him there last week. Take me there. If he doesn't have the money, while we start, he too will begin to hustle to go with Junior and feel fulfilled. As a father. That is not a father. A father is he who is able to teach his son the way. And to command the son to keep the way. To keep justice. To keep judgment. And then the son will rise up to be living. To be incorruptible. Then you are a successful father. If you cannot go with your son. But you can successfully commit way. You know the devil is trying to do abracadabra to us. He's trying to intimidate us with things. New inventions. new innovations. They keep coming, and the reason for them coming is to throw you into a race of vanity, a race of perishing, make you feel inferior. You have not been able to eat in this restaurant. You feel inferior. Irony, what you eat there, some of them will turn your stomach. You are not a successful father because you take your children abroad on holiday. Satan is beating that generation, blue, black. Go and check them. Children who were feasted with those things, a lot of them end up in drugs. Check them. They were fed with vanity alone. Only vanity. Only dainty things. They were taught to raise vanity above reality. Who are the people on drugs today? Children of the poor? No. Who are the children on drugs? Who are the junkies? Their fathers are rich. Am I saying that it is wrong to be rich? What I'm saying is, commit to life. So you can commit your children to life. It has become a plague. It's a plague now. Governments don't have power over it. Because the fault did not start with government. The fault started at home. Children, no matter the age. I know of a woman who sent the children abroad. Rented a house for them. Lavished them with money. The children stopped going to school because they have more money than they needed to handle at that age. Their friends will come. They will drink and drink and drink into stupor. They will start shouting, start fighting. Police will come and arrest all of them. Their parents are at home. They have too much money. Satan is against our generation and our seed. What fathers you give? The problem did not start with government. Government cannot solve it. The problems are there from home. From home. From priorities of fathers. Passions of fathers. The children see emptiness. A course of life is not charted for them from home. So they run after vanity. Abroad, government has lost hope. They have no strength again. You know what they did? They spent about £100 million. To build a center where people will go in and use cocaine legally, use any kind of drug, and nurse is there, toilet is there, bathroom is there. In case you overdose, nurse is there to resuscitate you. They have given in. What can they do? The foundation is faulty. £100 million. That if they pump into their health system, it will revive it. We can't overcome it again. We can't stop them from taking it. Let them come and take it so that they don't die in a regulated place. You take as much as you want to. If you overdose and you are passing out, a nurse is there to revive you. When you are revived, go to the bathroom, wash yourself, and go home. That's if you can go home. Are you seeing why we need fathers? To set the foundation right. Not by say, Junior, you know it is not good to smoke ganja. A brother was telling me what his father used to tell him. His father would tell him, he would sit down and say, come, come close. He would come, he would open his legs like this. He would say, come, come close. He would not say, Shori. He told Biri, he told Biri, he be panuni. Do you know the meaning of that? A woman's tie. It's a place of destruction. He was drumming it into his ears while he was growing. He was putting that fear in him. But he needed the gospel. It was gospel that eventually set him aright. But the father put that fear in him. But some fathers, he told Benny, that's where they find them. Nothing can raise fathers but the things that God has to give. Fathers are heirs of life. Fathers are those who submit to life, instructions of life. They make it a priority in their life to submit to God, submit to instructions of life. Those are fathers. Fathers who will live and cause their generation to live. You will desire life, not just for yourself, for your generation. The life you trap, it will not end with you. It will pass to your children, your children's children. Those are the kind of fathers God wants to raise. Tell God, raise me as a father. Do you know when we say fathers, is a state in the spirit. Women can also be fathers because women are also called to come and inherit life. You can also be fathers. You can desire to be a father. A man that will submit to the instructions of God so that we will live. Instructions of God to live. Let's begin to thank God this afternoon.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeosinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.